May your mind be controlled by the Spirit.
May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
I bless you to fathom that your Father wants to purify you through and through, especially your mind. There's a saying that states, it's all in the mind. Well, I happen to think it's true. I found out that I tend to act out the beliefs that reside in my mind. If my mind contains negative beliefs, I have negative emotions and destructive actions. If my mind contains positive beliefs, I have positive emotions and constructive actions. My mind seems to be a control center that affects my whole life, how I handle myself, how I handle other people, how I handle God.
The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6.
This reminds me of a control tower at an airport. It is the job of the air traffic controller to control the incoming and outgoing planes and to tell them where to go. He gives the planes permission to land, and the pilots have to obey. This ensures life and peace. God would like His Holy Spirit to be the thoughts and belief traffic controller of our mind. He will only give permission to certain thoughts and beliefs to land. Others, He will command to leave. He wants to be in charge of what you believe. This results in life and peace.
Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5.
My responsibility is to allow God to put His Holy Spirit in charge of my mind. Just like at an airport, this is a moment-by-moment decision. Every time a thought comes in and a belief becomes evident, I hand it over to the chief, who allows the pure beliefs to land and who demands the evil beliefs to leave, replacing them with his own. I bless you.